You're listening to Shh, My Kids Are Asleep, and I'm your host, Rachel Nix, episode 10, They Lost JoJo. All right, so let's just get this out of the way. I am so sorry for the noise you're going to hear if I am not conscious of the way I speak today, because I tried a pop filter, and it just makes me sound like I'm standing in a bathroom, and I'm not. And so I have to like redo this entire podcast. So I'm so sorry ahead of time. Also, I'm sorry for your ears last podcast because I wasn't like paying attention to the way I spoke. So you probably got a lot of noise in your ear. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry right now if that bothered your ears. It's like the equivalent of Say It, Don't Spray It podcast edition, like spitting all up in your ear. I'm so sorry about that. That's like, I can't handle it myself. So if you're like me, I'm so sorry. I did have to take some time before I recorded this podcast because it's about my daughter, number three, the Nix chick number three, missing after school. And it bothered me really bad. Like, her going missing was really hard on me. Like, it stressed me out. Yes, we found her. She's healthy and happy, but it did stress me out a lot. Like, I could not relive the story and tell it right away because it bothered me so badly. Like, I don't want anybody to ever feel that way. Like, I don't care if I ever walk up to you and say, I cannot stand your face, or like, I don't like you. I know. Could you imagine me saying that? Probably not. But I do have people that I dislike in the world, and I would not wish this on them. Like, I wouldn't. This feeling of not knowing where your child is a horrible feeling. Like, I had trouble like dropping my oldest daughter off at school for the first time because like all day long I didn't have her, and now all my kids are in school and I'm like, yeah, freedom. No, now I'm back to like that feeling because it's really a bad feeling to know when your kids go missing. So without further ado, I'll let you know what happened because why wait, right? So like I said, JoJo is my third daughter. She is 7 years old and she lives life to the fullest and she's like the chillest. A lot of people say that JoJo is the favored of the four girls because she is so chill. Like, do you remember the saying, take a chill pill? Like, she subscribes daily, every morning, to a chill pill because she is the chillest kid ever. Like, I don't have many disagreements with her. She's just, like, too legit to quit. So, anyways, I really, this fall, thought I was, like, going to be a heavy hitter and do big things and change the world and get a job and finish college and all this stuff. Well, I started working and I was like, everything's going great. Cool, cool, cool. And then the lady who picks up my kid was like, hey, I got an annual checkup. And I was like, cool, that's fine. I got a backup. No worries. So I utilized my backup. And then that was on a Friday. And then Monday, the following Monday, I was like, hey, are we back to our regularly scheduled program? And she was like, yeah, of course. And I was like, cool, nice. That's what I like to hear. So I'm headed to work. She's headed to get kids. Mind you, if life couldn't get any harder, like if you see a mom with multiple kids, just know more than likely all them kids are getting out of school at different times. So like, can we just, I don't think I say this enough. Can we not give moms a hard time? Like, stop judging each other and stop. Just let moms live because our life is way more demanding than you probably think it is. So all my girls get out at different times. That's not the worst part. They all get out at different times and none of them are in order. So like, I have a middle schooler and then I have elementary and then I have preschool, right? So they're all different ages of life. They all get out at different times and they go to two different schools. So the third daughter, JoJo, she gets out first, then the two oldest, then the youngest. So it's not even like the youngest to the oldest to the youngest get off. It's not even like that. It's like, let's just take it and mix it as crazy as possible. And then there you go. So I'm off at work and I get multiple phone calls from the school. And I'm like, that's so weird. I got to finish doing what I'm doing before I can answer the phone. And I know that it's ringing because my watch is going off, not because I have my phone on me. No. I'm a good worker. I do my job. And I'm like, let me finish this up and then I'll go see what the deal is with the kids' school. So I call them back and I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, I probably didn't sign a paper or something. Nope. So the lady on the other line, really good friend of mine, totally love her. She's like, don't freak out. Now, let me just put this out there for everybody to know. If you are in charge of someone's kids, do not call and say, don't freak out. Because what are we going to do? We're going to freak out. So I immediately think, oh no, somebody broke a leg. They broke an arm. They broke something. If you know me, I am squeamish when it comes to blood. I am not the biggest when it comes to blood. I'm out. Like, please don't sign me up for a surgical class because I don't want to help any gaping wounds. Like, hard pass. So that's, my mind immediately goes to like, we've got a bleeder, somebody take care of it because it's not going to be me. And so like, you can only hope, right? That it's your worst nightmare that somebody else can take care of. Nope. She's like, we called a code Adam for JoJo. A code Adam for anybody, just so you know, is a missing child. I hung up the phone. I don't even know if I said, okay, bye. I don't know what I said to my general manager. I just like rolled out. I didn't really roll out. I said, they called it code Adam on my daughter. I'm going to her school. Bye. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, if one of my employees pulled that garbage, they're down the drain. Well, you're not a nice human, okay? Because I would never lie about that, number one. And number two, if somebody did lie about that, they are straight up garbage and you should fire them. But I was not lying. And I think you could tell with the frantic behavior of yelling it and then running out the door that obviously I'm not lying about this. So I disregarded all laws of the road and sped a couple blocks down the road to my daughter's school. And I get there and I parked all wonky. And I don't even care because this is my child that I'm worried about. And she's 7. Did I say she's 7? She is straight up a 7-year-old. Now, the middle schoolers, like, I would think, oh, maybe they went off with their friends. Maybe. No. This is not the case. Because her teacher often will, like, search and scour before she lets the students go. So I'm like, okay, Miss M, what happened? Like, how did she, like, that was my first thought, but it was interrupted because my phone's ringing as I'm parking all wonky and it's my father-in-law and he's like, girl, where are you? He didn't say girl, but that's me. It's a little razzle dazzle for you. He's like, where are you? Very angry. And I'm like, I'm at the school. He's like, I'll be out front. And he hangs up the phone. He works at the girls' school. And so I'm like, okay. Well, he was upset because the police had beat me to the school. It's not my fault. I didn't know what was going on. So I get there and all of the administration is out front. They're like checking cars. They're looking at all the kids' faces. Like, it was like straight up NCIS. Where's Ice-T to walk around the corner? Because that's how it felt. And the guy walks over to me, the police officer, and he's like, what was your daughter wearing? Now, if you ever want to feel like a bad parent, have an officer walk up to you to question you about your missing child and you blank, because I blanked and I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, I don't know. And I started crying, like not just crying a little bit, sobbing, because like, hello, what are, like, hello, what, how are they going to find my kid if nobody knows what she's wearing? Like, no one's. What? And then thank goodness for her teacher. Her teacher walks over and she's like, she was wearing a black dress. And then I started crying even harder because I'm like, oh my gosh, this lady is not her mother and she knows what she was wearing. And I start sobbing uncontrollably. And the officer's like, Ma'am, take your time. Take my time, sir. I don't know who you're talking to, but nobody needs to take their time in this situation. That's what I'm thinking. I didn't say that out loud. So then I like get it together a little bit and I look at him and I'm like, yes, she was wearing an ugly faded black dress because we fought about it. And it had planets on it. I knew this because we fought about it. And all I could think was like, it would be so much better if that was not a faded dress. The planets aren't faded, but the black is faded. And so I told him it was, so he repeats it to me and he goes, faded black dress. And then another officer goes, did you get that there were hearts on the dress? I don't know what she was listening to or if something was stuck in her ear. I don't know where she got hearts from planets, but I lost my mind because this man is taking my statement about what my child is wearing and you are interfering with information that is incorrect. So I lose my mind and I start yelling, planets, planets, the solar system. Her dress looked like a black Miss Frizzle dress. Like I just yelled like a maniac. Needless to say, the poor officer walked away and I feel so bad now. But then like I was furious that she even like tried to add anything in and it was not even close to what my child was wearing. So then people came over the administration and they were like, who does JoJo hang out with? She's in second grade. Okay. So like asking me what, like who she hangs out with, I don't have an answer for you. Like I'm not on the playground. So I was like, I don't, who she hangs out with. She's in second grade. And then her teacher, yet again, saving the day. She's like, oh, she hangs out with this little girl who is one of my friend's daughters. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then they're like, maybe she walked with her somewhere. And so people are checking bathrooms and playgrounds. And someone's like, I'm going to call her. And I think to myself, you can call her mom. That's fine. You at school can try and call my friend, but she's going to pick up my call before she picks up your call. So I call my friend and I tell her what's going on. She doesn't have my daughter. So she starts freaking out, comes straight up to the school. Like in 3 minutes, she's there. Boom. So she's like trying to help the situation. And my father-in-law comes over and he gives me a hug and he says, don't worry, we're going to find her. And I immediately start crying because, like I said, I listen to podcasts. And my brain went immediately to true crime podcast where it's like, and the father-in-law hugged her and whispered to her, don't worry, we're gonna find her. And I freaked out and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't need to hear that. And so I started crying. Yeah, it was bad. Oh, did I mention that like she'd been missing for like 30 minutes by now? So I step away and I'm like, nobody's called my husband. I should probably call my husband because he's at work, so he needs to know about this. And I don't know, like maybe by some miracle he came and picked her up or something. So I call him, he doesn't pick up. If you've ever had a child missing and your significant other is not with you and they don't pick up their phone, you feel some kind of way. And it's not a good way. I was so mad. Like you thought I was mad about that lady saying hearts instead of planets? No. I was so freaking mad that he didn't pick up his phone, but I didn't have time to be mad at him. Like I had to focus on my daughter. So I just texted him and was like, our daughter is missing. And that was it. Like I didn't call him 500 times. I didn't text him a million times. I didn't send him that little cuss word emoji, you know, the red face with the black bar over the mouth and the symbols. No, I just was like, okay, well he's going to feel bad later. So, so I went back and I told the officer, I was like, by the way, she has socks on that don't match. I don't know why in my gut, like I felt like that was very important for him to know. And I said it over and over. I was like, she's got socks on that don't match. Did you get that? The socks don't match. They are different color socks. And he was like, yes, ma'am, I got that. And I was just like, okay. Also, I also very like, I feel straight up old when somebody calls me ma'am. It's gross to me, but whatever. I've digressed. So I start running through a list of people on her emergency contacts. And I'm like, my friend is here, so it can't be her. The lady who normally picks up my kids can't be her. She's here standing to the side with nerves of steel, unupset, like straight face. Like, I don't know. I wish I could have been like her, but I couldn't. And then, oh, my dad and my father-in-law. Well, my father-in-law is right here, like 5 feet away. So he couldn't have her. And then I think my dad, but we would have seen his giant red truck. Like, it's hard to miss. Like, you would know if my dad came to get my daughter because his truck is so big. Like, people would be like, oh, we saw that giant. Like, there's no truck like his in the school parking lot. Like, no, none. So you would know, like, if he came to get my kids. And then I thought, oh, my gosh, my older daughters. And somebody else had thought that. And they were like, can we check with the older sisters over at the junior high? Maybe she just walked over to them or something. Like, you know, sometimes kids just do stuff, and so you just kind of go with it, and then you find them, like, oh, their favorite thing is dogs, and the school's by a dog park, and they're actually just over at a dog park or something. I don't know. Like, so they went and checked, and the girls hadn't seen her since lunch, and I'm like, oh, where is my baby? Like I said, I don't wish this on anybody. It is like gut-wrenching. Like, it is not a good feeling. I don't like it. I never want to experience it again with any of my kids. So if they're listening to this podcast, don't play with me. Be where you're supposed to be. I laugh now, but it was really a hard thing to deal with. So we're going on like maybe 40 minutes now of nobody can locate my daughter. And I'm really starting to stress. And I'm just like, my mind is going a million miles a minute. I'm thinking, like, you know how the first 48 is like, if you cannot find the details in the first 48 hours, blah, blah, blah. And so we're not even an hour one, and I'm stressed to the max about, like, what's happening to my kids. So I'm going back to, okay, so I don't think she's with her sisters because they said they hadn't seen her. My dad, my father-in-law, the lady that picks them up, my friend who I get sometimes to get them. Oh my goodness, my backup. I'm like, whoa, my backup girl. She's usually here. So I like look for her car. I'm looking and I don't even see it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, where is Melissa at? Because she had to have seen something. She's almost always here when the kids get out of school. So, like, she had to have seen, like, JoJo go somewhere or, like, see JoJo walk by her. Maybe she saw her walking with some friends. And so I'm looking for her car. I don't see it. So I pull out my phone immediately, start looking for her on Facebook to message her. And I'm like, she's got to know something. This girl has to know something, right? And because I do it. I see my kids come out of school and I see other people's kids and I know Tate in my mind sometimes, like, oh, they're walking with some little girl that I've never seen them walk with before. Like, I don't know. It's just like a protective instinctual thing. Maybe if I am the only person that does that, well, whatever. So I was like, she had to have seen something. And then out of the blue, I hear, because I had stepped away from all the kind of madness of the police officers and the administration. Everyone's doing their own thing, trying to find her. And I'm looking for this car. And then I stop in my tracks to look on my phone to see if I can message her. I hear my name. And I look up and I look around and I see Melissa. And I'm like, oh my gosh, because I cannot wait to ask her if she saw anything. She's like actually here. Thank goodness. And she says to me, girl, I thought you were at work. And I was like, I was at work. And she's like, well, I have JoJo in the back of my car. Oh my gosh. I was so stressed and happy and relieved that she said, I have JoJo. Like when I heard I have JoJo, my heart could explode. Like I was so happy. And I go running to her. I hug her. I'm crying. I'm like, okay, girl, move. Let me go get my baby. So I run to her car. She's like, no problem, whatever. She didn't even realize that the school was looking for JoJo. JoJo gets out of the car. She's sitting in the third row of my friend's SUV, peacefully, quietly behaving herself, being the normal chill pill child she is. And she jumps out the car and the principal walks over and he's like, JoJo, you didn't even hear us calling you over the loudspeaker? And she's like, no. you should make that louder. And the police officers are laughing. I'm not laughing. I don't think it's funny, but I know also that this is just who she is. She's like a chill child. Like, how she didn't hear it, my bad. I was coloring in my friend's car. Like, and my friend didn't know because she was just sitting in her car waiting for my older girls to get out of school. Because remember, they get out of school at different times. And I just was like so relieved. Of course, the police had to take a couple more statements and information. And my heart goes out. I just have to say this. My heart goes out to people who have kids missing, like still to this day, who have gone through this issue and had no end to their situation. And to parents who have had not so favorable outcomes for their kids missing. My heart and my prayers go out to those families because it's not a fun thing to go through. And I'm so sorry that you have to live that nightmare. It feels horrible. I don't wish that on anybody in a million years. Because at the end of the day, we just want to know that our kids are happy and healthy. And that we know where they're at, or that people we leave them and entrust them with know where they're at. You can reach me at shmykidsareasleep. That's shmykidsareasleep with 3 H's at gmail.com.